This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit the Kargil War Memorial tomorrow on the occasion of the 25th Kargil Vijay Divas. He will pay homage to the soldiers who made the supreme sacrifice in the line of duty. Mr. Modi will also virtually carry out the first blast of the Sinkhunla Tunnel project. This 4.1-kilometer long twin-tube tunnel will be constructed and at an altitude of around 15,800 feet on the Nimu Padum Darcha road to provide all-weather connectivity to Leh. Once completed, it will be the highest tunnel in the world. Sinkhunla Tunnel will not only ensure swift and efficient movement of India's armed forces and equipment, but also foster economic and social development in Ladakh. Meanwhile, 29 Agnivir Vayu women from the Indian Air Force will come together to form the first ever all-women drill team. The team will perform at the India Gate Complex on Kargil Vijay Divas tomorrow. The Governor General K.T. Parnayak today felicitated Everest Kabak Yano and Wushu expert Rosibina Devi at Rajavan today for their distinguished achievements. The Governor said the people of Arunachal Pradesh are proud of their sportspersons. The Governor advised them as distinguished and popular sportspersons, they must create community awareness amongst the youth against social evils, particularly the drug menace. In the meantime, the Governor commended the Rashtriya Raksha University, Arunachal Pradesh campus, Pasighat for promoting games and sports along with academic courses. Both Yano and Devi are students from Rashtriya Raksha University, Arunachal Pradesh campus, Pasighat. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today said that the budget for financial year 2024-25 is in sync with the government's strong commitment to inclusive growth and equity. Social justice and empowerment of the people from weaker sections of society have always been an area of key concern and top priority for Team Arunachal. The CM in a social media post further informed the allocation of ₹462 crore specifically for social justice, empowerment and tribal affairs will further uplift marginalized communities and ensure their active participation in the state's development. The government has always been very particular about improving socio-economic conditions of our tribal sisters and brothers by making better education, health and livelihood opportunities available to them. Having a more equitable society is an article of faith for us, he added. Health Minister Biaram Wage has revealed that only 137 specialist doctors are currently available for clinical postings in Arunachal Pradesh, leaving 128 posts vacant. This information came in response to a query from MLA Pani Taram regarding the present status of specialist doctors in the state during the assembly session yesterday. Additionally, Wage confirmed that specialist doctors are not equally posted across all district hospitals. Addressing concerns about this imbalance, he highlighted ongoing recruitment efforts. The Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Commission is currently processing the recruitment of 103 allopathy and 3 dental specialist posts. This move aims to address the critical shortage, ensure better health care and services across the state. Deputy Commissioner Tirap Ira Sangal distributed 5 large cardamom mobile solar dryers to beneficiaries from the villages of Hunkan, Moktawa, Lower Kolam, New Langwang and Raho yesterday. The distribution took place under the Mission for Integrated Development of Horticulture Scheme for 2023-24 in the presence of DHO Khonsa, Projwal Dev, and other staff members. The DC advised the technical officials of the Horticulture Department to train beneficiaries to operate the equipment. Manufactured by Rudra Solar Energy, the dryer has a drying capacity of 45 kilograms at a time. In a significant breakthrough, the woman police station Itanagar has successfully apprehended Nitai Roy, who had been absconding for 3 years after allegedly raping a 12-year-old girl in the Labour Colony RGU campus in 2021. In January, a special police team was formed under the leadership of SDPO, utilized significant resources and innovative social engineering tactics to track down the accused. Meanwhile, the Capital Police has extended heartfelt gratitude to the special team for their unwavering determination and exhaustive efforts. SP Capital, while commending the team's dedication, urged the public to report crimes without delay, assuring the police would leave no stone unturned in the pursuit of justice. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.